Of all the health problems caused by the environment, lead poisoning is the most preventable. Despite this, almost 1 million children in the United States have elevated levels of lead in their blood. Any child can be at risk for lead poisoning. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or known as CDC, recommends that all children should be tested for lead poisoning at age 1 or 12 months, and again at 2 or 24 months of age. This is done on their well child checkups. If a child under age 6 has no documented blood test, a blood test should be done immediately. In addition, all other children should be screened by a patient lead questionnaire and tested if needed. Today we're going to be talking about lead poisoning prevention and the importance of what you should know in regard to lead poisoning prevention, and I'm joined by Donna Jennings and Melody Dirks, both lead poisoning prevention care managers. Melody and Donna, how do I know about the toys recalled because of lead paint, and what should I do in regards to that?
U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission has an excellent website. You can go there, you can access their product category, which lists various household and toy products that have been recalled. You can also join their recall notification list, sign up, and they will send you emails. We get emails, unfortunately, a couple times a week. And that address is www.cpsc.org. Now, the toys were, what we were concerned about is the use of lead paint on the toys, and also sometimes the plastic of the toys is containing lead. And primarily, we're seeing those toys arriving from China.
What we're telling our families, if they don't know if the toy is a recall or not, first of all, keep the toy away from the child and return it if you do find out that it was one of the recalls, because you may be able to get your money back. Also, doing this, you're putting that toy back in the manufacturer, and you're not going to have another child come in contact with it by disposing of it at a thrift store or a garage sale or even in the trash.
You can also contact the manufacturer directly, and they'll tell you what their process is for either replacing that product or reimbursing you. However, if the toy is older, then you need to dispose of that safely and not just set it to the curbside where another family will unknowingly pick it up and provide it to another child who could then get exposed.
And also, you need to be careful about hand-me-down toys. The older toys that were from the 1950s and 60s were painted with lead, and with multiple use, they are also chipping and peeling paint. So just be careful with hand-me-down toys. And if it's something sentimental, just don't let the child play with it. Put it out of reach.